Yesterday, I was working on the yard, found a big old giant worm, dared my 14-year-old to eat it for $5, and he thought about it and didn't do it.
Told you, if it would have been 10, he probably would have did it without question.
Although he just texted me, there you go, pink fingernails.
Oh, they look nice.
They do look nice.
That's a nice color.
I'm not sure Mom knows about that until now. So someone dared him in school to paint his fingernails last week of school, and he did it. So anyway, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, dares that you did as a kid or as an adult. We had earlier this morning was Clint. Was that the one guy we had who he went in the pool? His dad dared him.
My dad would never dare me to poop in a pool.
I still can't. I'm trying to process that. I mean, not what came out, just the phone call. Yeah, that's a new one.
That's just not a conversation I've ever had with my dad.
Now you're sitting around, you know, father of mine. You guys want to do it for the pool? No, that's not a dare that you do to your kid. So anyway, 248-398-WCSX. Such a strange morning. Rich in St. Clair, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
We're good, man. Go ahead.
Well, me and my son were out ice fishing, and our luck wasn't all that good, so I dared him to bite the head off a minnow. So he reached in the minnow bucket, pulled one out, had it in his hand. He was about 6 at the time. And he says, "Will you give me $1 if I do it?" I said, "Oh, heck yeah." Man, he bit that head off and he swallowed it. And I'm like, "Oh, God. Oh, geez." He goes, "You better give me that dollar." I said, "I'll give you 10 as long as you don't tell Mom." We go home, and he pulls a $10 bill out of his pocket. His mom goes, "Where'd you give that?" He goes, "Dad gave it to me for biting the head off a minnow."
Kids have no memory.
That's the end of the dares.
Rich, that's awesome, dude. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, too.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
So we got to figure out what we can get you to do on a dare.
Not going to happen.